Let's open to Matthew chapter 13. From verse 44. We're going to be reading it together. Matthew 13 from verse 44 to 46. Are we there? Okay, please, let's read together. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field, the which when a man had found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Glory to Jesus. This is a parable that Jesus gave, and he was describing what ministry is, what the kingdom of heaven is. He said that this man, he found it, and what? He sold all he had. Praise God. The man had discovered that in Christ is all God's goodness for man. And what did this do? In Christ is rest from all the labor. He sold all he had and gave himself to Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's go to Luke 9.
Buried and resurrected. For man who
consume you. It will now consume you until it gets to that point of conviction. So we learn so much and we teach so much. Nothing else. Nothing else can replace ministry, can replace that priority of God in man. Because we were made for that purpose. We are made for God's purpose. So nothing else can fill up that void except the ministry of Jesus. And for that man that has found it, hey, for that man that has found it, yes, it is worth giving up everything. It is worth giving up everything for. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Let's read together. It says, but But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Praise God. Just like we learned in Love Not the World, series 2. That's first is proton. It's that you will seek the kingdom of God first. All these things shall be added into you, is that all other things will follow. Your career will follow, your marriage will follow, every other thing. But there must be something that will be first. Why? Because, you know, things will cloud your learning. When you are focused on things, your mind will be carried away from that learning of God. So there is a consecration that must be given to ministry. That is first. It must be first. Thing, because you know, in verse 24 here, Matthew 6:24, said that you shall not serve two masters. You will hate one and you will love the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. And he starts explaining how you will serve mammon instead of serving God. He says, take no thought. Then you begin to say, take no thought. What remnant? Take no thought. So it is that it is in the mind of man. It is in, by the time you go a day, and throughout the day, what has been in your mind? Money, 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 money. How I will do this? You have not even thought about one thing about ministry, about your disciples. It is a daily thing. It is first that I will teach men, that I will learn. You know, I will learn first. I will teach men. I will disciple men. I will produce men just like me. Hallelujah. This must be first, the first pursuit of man. Nothing else. Nothing else must take this place. If not, man will never be satisfied. Sorry. No matter what you get, you will want to get more. But it is in ministry. It is God's design. It's God's design. That satisfaction in life, fulfillment in life, will be found in one thing: the gospel of Jesus. And we have found. Glory! I found it. I found my purpose for life.
reason for living. We found our purpose for living. It is in the gospel of our God. And everything aligns to this.
Whatsoever it will cost, I am ready to give it all up.